Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the organizer for the Swinging Bridge Festival in Columbus Junction, Melanie DeVore.
If you could tell me what the significance of the Swinging Bridge is in Columbus Junction and what the festival does to celebrate it.
Well, the bridge started out in 1886. By two neighbors who lived on 4th Street. And to get from 4th Street to 3rd Street, you'd have to go 6 blocks around this deep ravine because Columbus Junction is on a lot of hills and there's a lot of ravines here and there. So in order to get downtown so that they could go to work at either the button factory or the candy factory, these two guys built a wooden structure that went down into the ravine with steps and platforms and then a wooden walkway across and then back up the hill. And so that was called the first stilt bridge. And then through the years, as it deteriorated, then they just kept rebuilding it. And eventually they made it a suspension bridge. And that's why it was called the swinging bridge, because then at that point it was on cables and the bridge moved. And at that time it was just 160 feet. Through the years, it's been maintained, rebuilt. Eventually, they put new cables and I-beams in and everything, and it's 260 feet, I think it is now, across the ravine. So when you're in the middle of the bridge, you're 100 feet in the air over the ravine. The bridge is very safe. It's well maintained by the town, the city. It's been our historical site since the 1800s. Brings a lot of people from out of town. Kids just love to run across it and walk across it. I opened a business 5 years ago because I retired from the university, and so I have a gift shop and antique store on Main Street. The one thing I realized was we didn't get a lot of people from out of town to come to our little town. So I thought, well, let's focus, you know, something around the Swinging Bridge, which we decided to do it in the spring because we do have a celebration in October for Columbus Day. And so we just formed a committee and started putting activities together, and this is our fourth year. It's a fairly new festival.
And what events this year? Are there any events that are new this year that you're looking forward to for the festival?
Yeah, we change things up pretty much every year. I mean, our standard 5K and 1.5 mile walk is a staple. The Lions Breakfast always happens, and we usually have a talk at the museum. Well, last year we added the canoe and kayak paddle on the Iowa River, and that was really popular, so we're doing that again this year. There's been some interest in the Convict Highway, which is out over east of here by Fredonia. It's the oldest concrete highway in the United States, I believe. They're working on maybe having an event next year surrounding that, but we have some people coming to talk at the museum about the Convict Highway project. We have a magician coming to the Civic Center with some kids' activities. We also have kids' activities over at the bridge. We have some bridge trivia contests, a selfie contest that have been added this year. And then in the evening, we've added some evening activities, and we usually don't have in the evening, but one is called Stroll the Street. From 6 to 9, all the businesses will be open. We have from 8 to 9, it's called a Ghost and Mystery Walk. And I don't know if you Google ghost walks, they have them all over the United States. It's kind of a look into the past. It's kind of like a walking play. So we start on North Main Street, and we have people in period costumes, people portraying different people. And as we walk along Main Street, we talk about some of the historical aspects of the buildings. And then we're going to walk up to the bridge, and we've got some people portraying some people from the past up there. And then we're closing that event with the Indian Maiden, which is a big legend around the bridge. The Indian Maiden will be there, and the legend has it that an Indian Maiden jumped off the bridge because her lover was killed in battle, because this area was a huge Indian reservation back in the 1800s.
What kinds of feedback have you received from the community and what they enjoy about the festival?
All the feedback has been good. Last year, some of the feedback was we had too many events going on to spread out. And so this year, if you look at the schedule, it's all laid out so that if somebody wanted to start in the morning with the 5K or the 1.5 mile walk, then they could, you know, we have the kayak and canoe at two different times. You could go do that after the 5K. You can then go have breakfast, and you can go to the museum and see the talk. You can go up to the bridge. There's kind of a break between 4 and 6 because we coordinate with the alumni banquet here, and so we don't want to interfere with what they have going on. So a lot of people, you know, can go home, get ready for that, and then when that's over, then come back downtown and enjoy the festivities downtown. So I tried to lay it out so that there was two opportunities to do some things like the two talks and the two kayak times. And that way it is spread out. And somebody suggested this year that we have it all downtown. But I said, well, that's what we do in October for Columbus Day. It's all on Main Street. And I didn't really want to duplicate that. And this way people get a flavor of different things all around town.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Swinging Bridge Festival organizer Melanie DeVore. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.